celebrating musical diversity in the Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills. We are 98.1 WKZE FM Salisbury and 105.9 W290 BZ Red Hook. Streaming worldwide at WKZE.com.
Friday night, it's Darren DeVivo with you on 98.1 KZE, here with Noises from the Valley every Friday night from 7 p.m. until 11 p.m. And tonight, a very special edition of Noises from the Valley, as we'll celebrate the 57th anniversary of the original Woodstock Festival. The Woodstock Music and Art Fair and Aquarian Exposition took place Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, August 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th, back in 1969, in White Lake, in the town of Bethel, in New York, upstate in Sullivan County, on the farm of Max Yasger. In fact, the site of the original festival is just about 75 miles away from where we are here at WKZE. Our studios are in Red Hook, New York, in Dutchess County, on the other side of the Hudson River. Tonight, I will play all of the artists that appeared at Woodstock, and all of the live performances that you'll hear are from the Woodstock Festival. There are two exceptions where I'll play studio performances, but I'll explain when we get to those artists. Now, the actual anniversary is next weekend. I realize that, but I'm not going to be here next Friday night. So we'll celebrate the anniversary tonight, 1 week early. A week early from the actual 57th anniversary of Woodstock. Noises from the Valley is brought to you by Loretta Moralia Mediation, offering mediation services throughout the Hudson Valley at YonkersMediation.com, and Taste New York Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. So let's get things started as we turn back the clock to Friday afternoon, August 15th, 1969. The Woodstock Festival is running hours behind schedule, and in the late afternoon, Richie Havens finally took the stage and started the festival. He wasn't scheduled to open the festival, but open it he did. And this is how his set came to a close here on 98.1 KZE, a special Noises from the Valley as we celebrate the 57th anniversary of the original Woodstock Festival. We start with Freedom from Richie Havens.
guitar mic, please. Guitar mic.
What better way to start than with the beautiful Richie Havens?
Okay, toward the direction of a groovy evening, look out.
Yeah.
you with the things you mean.
Let's go to the city. Now your papa's breaking home.
I'll take a seat. Let's welcome Mr. Burt Somers and some of his friends.
The name of this first song is Jennifer.
Jennifer's heaven for Jenny yesterday. Skin shining white as a dove, lying beside her and melted away into a river of love.
Oh, I'm lost in a maze, counting the ways that she smiles. Time is slipping away, yeah, lost in the arms of a love so gentle and wild.
Jennifer's something you handle with care, fragile as crystals of glass. Jennifer's lips are as soft as the air, kissing her here in the crowd.
in the arms of her love, so gentle and wild. Jennifer's heaven, for Jenny I'd stay. Skin shining white as a dove. Lying beside her, I melted away into her river of love. Into her river of love. Into her river. Of love.
Bert Somer here on Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE. I've actually heard his name pronounced as Bert Somer as well through the years. The late Bert Somer was part of the original Woodstock Festival, performing on Friday evening, August 15th, 1969. This special edition of Noises from the Valley here at 98.1 KZE, celebrating the 57th anniversary of Woodstock. We're listening to the music of every artist that appeared at Woodstock in the order that they performed. Bert Somer, a New Yorker who I think was born in New York City, was raised on Long Island in Westchester County, briefly was a member of the band The Left Bank, ended up in the musical Hair. And that song Jennifer was a song he wrote for Jennifer Warrens, who you might be familiar with. She was also in Hair. Jennifer, coming from his debut album The Road to Travel, which came out in 1968. He worked very closely with Artie Kornfeld, who was one of the organizers of Woodstock, one of the members of the Woodstock Ventures team. Jennifer from Bert Somer, or again, it might be Bert Somer, here on 98.1 KZE. We heard Sweetwater before Bert Somer, and Look Out, Sweetwater, the first band to perform at Woodstock, the first act to perform on Friday evening, August 15th, 1969. Look Out, part of their self-titled debut album. They were out of L.A., and there's a band that suffered tragedy just months after Woodstock in December 1969 when lead vocalist Nancy Nevins was severely injured in a car accident. And it was that accident that basically closed the door on Sweetwater, although they did record a couple more albums and would reunite here and there through the years. Their momentum was broken by the car accident that nearly killed Nancy Nevins. That was Lookout from Sweetwater. And, of course, Richie Havens got things started late Friday afternoon, August 15th, 1969. And Richie's set closed with Freedom. Every artist that appeared at Woodstock in the order that they performed tonight on Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE.
Northern Dutchess Botanical Gardens is one of those treasures that gardeners seek out on their annual spring forage. The coolest thing about Northern Dutchess Botanical Gardens is that it breathes. It's a living, working greenhouse operation where the plants we grow are the plants we sell. We have an extraordinary variety of annuals, perennials, vegetables, and herbs that will satisfy every gardener. With greenhouses and sales yard nestled nicely in the backwoods of Rhinebeck, in as relaxed a setting as a nursery can have. Stock is arranged with you in mind, ensuring a more satisfying and informative plant buying experience for every level of gardener. But be warned, finding Northern Dutchess Botanical Gardens can be challenging. A keen sense of direction and an even sharper sense of adventure is essential. Or you can go online to ndbgonline.com for directions. For those who seek, horticultural wonders await. Northern Dutchess Botanical Gardens, a journey well worth the effort. ndbgonline.com.
Taste New York Todd Hill Outdoor Market every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, noon to 4 p.m., Memorial Day through the end of October, featuring artisanal products, distilleries, and more. Located on the front plaza of the Taste New York Marketplace on the Taconic Parkway, 10 miles north of I-84. Todd Hill is one of many Taste New York locations throughout the state. During your travels this summer, find them along your journey for a special experience in food, beverage, and textile discovery. The Taste New York program supports agriculture, horticulture, aquaculture, apiculture, artisanal production, and craft breweries. Each location hosts a store full of the best products from New York farms and makers. When you stop into Taste New York at Todd Hill, we can point you to them or find them at taste.ny.gov.
Stissing Center in Pine Plains presents Opera Uncorked on Saturday, August 8th at 7:30 p.m. A lively evening of opera and wine with drama, romance, bold voices, and beautiful pours. Each musical selection is paired with wine chosen to enhance the mood, flavor, and emotion of the music, creating a fresh and fun way to experience opera. That's Opera Uncorked on Saturday, August 8th at Stissing Center in Pine Plains. For tickets and info, visit thestissingcenter.org.
Hi, this is Lorraine from the Kingston Farmers Market. Join us in the County Courthouse parking lot uptown on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have over 80 local vendors with seasonal fruit, veggies, eggs, cheese, meat, fish, and other specialty goods and essential items. There will be live music, community groups, and special events. That's the Kingston Farmers Market in the County Courthouse parking lot uptown Saturdays from 9 to 1, rain or shine. Find out more about our events and programs at kingstonfarmersmarket.org or on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for shopping local and supporting your local food economy. See you on Saturday.
Hi, this is Claudia Bruce.
Hi, this is Linda Mussman.
From Time and Space Limited in
Hudson, New York.
You are listening to 98.1 KZE.
There's a lot of music to get to tonight, so I'm going to keep my yakking to a minimum. Let's return to the stage of Woodstock for Tim Hardin on 98.1 KZE.
If I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find carrying the pots I made far away behind me? Save my love for loneliness, I save my love for sorrow. I'm giving you my loneliness. Me above me.
much poorer than you seem to see me. Would you be sure? I could really be me.
98.1 KZE as we celebrate the 57th anniversary of the original Woodstock. The Woodstock Festival took place 57 years and 1 week ago on August 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th, 1969. And Melanie performed in the early morning hours of Saturday, August 16th. Now, Melanie wasn't scheduled to be at Woodstock, but she happened to be at the festival with her mom, so they brought her on stage to perform, and that was Beautiful People from Melanie Safka from New York City. And before Melanie, it was Ravi Shankar. That performance, not from Woodstock, but that was a studio recording called Raga Miniature from 1967 from the soundtrack to the movie Chappaqua by Ravi Shankar. Before Ravi Shankar, it was Tim Hardin live at Woodstock. And If I Were a Carpenter, Tim Hardin performed, Ravi Shankar performed, Melanie performed on a rainy Friday night turned Saturday morning 57 years ago at Woodstock. Coming up, we're going to hear from Arlo Guthrie here on Noises from the Valley at 98.1 KZE.
The entertainment calendar on 98.1 KZE is brought to you by Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale, New York. Fine craft beer, wine, spirits, and hearty pub fare with eclectic music every weekend. Rojan Brewing.com. Colony in Woodstock. Live music, DJ nights, karaoke, open mic, pool room, and private events. ColonyWoodstock.com. And by Snug Harbor, Bar and Grill. Cold drinks, warm folks, and music that will make you move. Snugs at 38 Main, where New Paltz ends the night. Snug Harbor Bar and Grill on Facebook. And by the Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts. The Southern Berkshire's premier music venue with live music Wednesday through Saturday. For more info, visit buttonballbarn.com. Friday, Colony in Woodstock, Naked in the Garden. Inside a Colony Fruition, Something More Tour. Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale, The Decoys. Stissing Center in Pine Plains, Will Lawrence. The Falcon in Marlboro, The Dylan Doyle Band. Album Release Party. Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts, A.K. Cody. Daryl's House in Pauling, Echoes of the Eagles. Snugs in New Paltz, Atibia. Late Night at Colony, Friday Night Fever. Saturday, Daryl's House in Pauling, Brunch with Blue Plate Special. Hardeman Orchards in Red Hook, 98.1 KZE presents Frolic at the Farm 2. Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale, the Rojan and Summerfest. Colony in Woodstock, Reggae in the Garden with This and That Band and Roots Rock Reality Band. Lark Hall in Albany, Lark Before Dark Dance Party with DJ Roomba. Lark Hall in Albany, Stella Rose at the 11. The Falcon in Marlboro, Muscle Shoals Tribute to the Allman Brothers. The Stissing Center in Pine Plains, Opera Uncorked. Tempo Performing Arts Center in Kingston, Cole Quest, and the City Pickers. Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts, Big Yellow Taxi. Daryl's House in Pauling, Sabbath Superstars, tribute to Black Sabbath. Snugs in New Paltz, Blair Baldwin, Knife Throat, The Lousketeers, and Bravo About. The Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz, Vinyl Night.
Sunday!
Daryl's House in Pauling, Brunch with Simon Elijah. The Falcon in Marlboro, Big Joe Fitz, Celebration of Life. Tempo Performing Arts Center in Kingston, The Hot Club Sessions. Colony in Woodstock, Jared Clemens and special guests with the Picnic Committee. Daryl's House in Pauling, MTV Unplugged Tribute Band. This has been the Entertainment Calendar on 98.1 KZE.
The Samuel Dorsky Museum of Art at SUNY New Paltz invites you to In Our Time, R.B. Kitaj and Books. This exhibition considers the associative power of books and other publications as both witnesses to history and visually powerful objects. In Our Time, R.B. Kitaj and Books, on display through November 8th at the Samuel Dorsky Museum of Art at SUNY New Paltz. More information at newpaltz.edu/museum.
Upstate Pines in Red Hook is your hometown cannabis dispensary focused on quality, locally grown products, helpful guidance, and a comfortable shopping experience for adults 21 and over. Whether you're a local visiting the area or just looking for a trusted place to shop, the team at Upstate Pines can help you find the right flower, pre-rolls, edibles, vapes, concentrates, and more. And visit Upstate Pines and stock up early for WKZE's Frolic at the Farm at Hardeman Orchards on Saturday, August 8th in Red Hook. UpstatePines.com. Rooted in Red Hook, grown with purpose.
for use by adults 21 or older. Keep out of the reach of children and pets. In case of accidental ingestion or overconsumption, contact the Poison Center. Consume responsibly. Cannabis can be addictive. Cannabis can impair concentration and coordination. Do not operate a vehicle or machinery under the influence of cannabis. There may be health risks associated with the consumption of this product. Cannabis is not recommended for use by persons who are pregnant or nursing.
Hi everyone, this is Nurse Mary from Heart to Soul Cardiac Wellness, and you are listening to the Hudson Valley's own 98.1 KZE.
And we're celebrating the 57th anniversary of the original Woodstock Festival tonight on Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo. I'm going to hand things over to the MC for the evening, Woodstock's production coordinator, John Morris.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Arlo Guthrie.
From London, from over the pole, flying in a big airliner, oh, chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys? Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. The ticket to Mexico, no, he couldn't look much stranger, walking in a hall with his things and all, smiling, said it was a Lone Ranger coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. Tripping on the escalator, here's a man in the line, and she's blowing his mind, thinking that it's already made her, coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. Coming in from London, from over the pole, flying in a big airliner, oh, chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys? Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man.
Near.
there's Joan Baez, who brought day number one to a close with her set, which ended at approximately 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning, August 16th, 1969. It was a rainy Friday evening, Saturday morning. Joan Baez there and her version of I Shall Be Released. And it was Arlo Guthrie before that, and coming into Los Angeles, or Los Angeles if you prefer, here on this Woodstock edition of Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE.
The Red Hook Community Center is a welcoming nonprofit space for arts, learning, recreation, celebration, and locally based human services, building connection and opportunity for the Red Hook community. Learn more at redhookcommunitycenter.org.
Mental Health America of Dutchess County and Reviver Entertainment Group present The Sounds of Nashville at the Vardaban Opera House, Tuesday, October 6th. Craig Morgan,
Redneck Yacht Club,
Maggie Rose,
Stay a while here on the swing,
plus Ian Flanagan and Jake Banfield and Brooke Moriver. The Sounds of Nashville, Tuesday, October 6th at the Vardaban in Poughkeepsie. Come out, support mental health. Get tickets at vardaban.org.
Looking for the perfect night under the stars? Head to Four Brothers Drive-In Theater, where movies, food, and magic come together. This Friday, August 7th, and Saturday, August 8th, catch Spider-Man, Brand New Day at 8:30 p.m., and Supergirl at 11:10 p.m. The Shack is now open, 12 p.m. to late night. Order our world-famous lobster rolls, incredible JT Burger, as well as Nutella shakes and fresh lemonade. Come early for the best parking. Get your tickets now at playeatdrink.com and discover the drive-in of the future.
Hi, this is Scott from Jenkintown Motors. We are here to provide you with the highest level of safety and quality service with honest and clear communication. I want to personally thank you for choosing us to take care of your automotive needs.
Jenkintown Motors, auto repair and maintenance just off 9W in Highland, New York. Call Scott at 255-2500 and save 30% off an oil change on the dollar saver at 981KZE.com.
Hey, this is Jeanette from Catskill Mountain High in Kingston, and you're listening to 981KZE.
And I'm Darren DeVivo, and this is the Woodstock edition of Noises from the Valley. Tonight, celebrating a 57th anniversary of Woodstock. Actual anniversary is next weekend, but I won't be here next Friday night. There won't be a Noises from the Valley, so we're celebrating Woodstock's anniversary a week early, listening to all of the artists that performed at Woodstock in the order that they performed. We're up to day number two. It is now just after 12 noon on Saturday, August 16th, 1969. And if you were still asleep in the field, the band Quill woke you up.
Okay.
Let's get high.
Let's I guess get high. The reason we're here is music. So let's have some music. Ladies and gentlemen, Quill.
Several summers pass the sun and ask the winter why. Darkened lights can go and come. A poet leaves his song undone. Is the life, and John can't catch his breath. Heart and brain lost to the knife. The flesh is thrown into the night. He shuffles, he sings on strings, his living days. gouge their